yes, you can build the business you want, impact your community, and bring revenue into your business. You just need the right strategies, support, and focus. Now, I don't have to tell you that surrounding yourself with a group of like-minded and success-minded people is only going to move your business forward. And that's what you get inside my Thrive membership. Inside, you get access to weekly live Q&A calls, industry-specific business training, accountability, and resources that will bring ease and give you back time. This group, part mentorship, part coaching, part mastermind, will keep you focused on what matters. So what does matter? Well, your business getting a steady stream of new clients and being able to seamlessly retain your existing clientele and building those systems that allow you to take time out of your business. Head to spring3.com/thrive to find out more and join an upcoming interest call with me. Now, here's this week's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. If you aren't intentional about communicating what you do and what your studio stands for as a brand, clients will not be able to see how you and your studio are different from all the other studios they choose. Being clear with your messaging and being heard above the noise is a real challenge, but it is one that many boutique fitness studio owners face. Those who talk about what they do, what they really, really do, consistently and clearly, will end up building deeper and more authentic connections with their clients, which leads to clients who are consistent with their visits and great referrers of their friends to your studio. So in this episode of the Pilates Business Podcast, I'm going to share some tips for how to talk about what you do to establish a recognizable brand and brand message. Well, hi there. I'm Sarah Glanfield. I'm a business and marketing strategist just for boutique fitness studio owners like you. If you're ready to be inspired and make a bigger impact, you're in the right place. All you need are a few key strategies, the right mindset, and some support along the way. Join me as I share the real life insights that will help you grow a sustainable and profitable studio. This is the Pilates Business Podcast. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Pilates Business Podcast. I'm Saran, and as always, I've had my coffee this morning, but I did switch things up a little bit. I went for a cold brew this morning, which I did accidentally spill a little bit all over my desk, but I may be talking a little bit fast today. I'm kind of feeling like I might be flying through this episode because I don't usually have a coffee that strong. So if you are usually listening on double speed, this might not be the episode to do that. I'm a fast talker anyway. So I'm gonna take a deep breath and I'm gonna try really, really hard not to trip up over my words, which is what sometimes happens. I'll be definitely taking a decaf tomorrow. So if you've been following me for a while, you know how much I talk about the importance of building a brand. And that's because as a small boutique fitness studio owner, you are so much of the brand that you present to the world, okay? Studios that are running full classes or even waitlisted sessions have often taken the time and the energy to really flush out their brand, for sure. But on top of that, those studio owners also know what to say about their brands, and they share that message over and over again, consistently, concisely, and clearly. Branding is about so much more than a logo, the font, the colors. Your brand is what people think and feel when they hear or see or think about your studio, your space, and your business. And so being able to communicate what that looks like and what that feels like is a key to successfully marketing your business. So I want to jump into a few tips that I've put together for talking about what you do in a way that really gets you bottom line business results. Okay. So when you're talking about what you do, in essence, you're talking about your brand. You'll want to incorporate two things. Number one, you want to incorporate your values. That's what you stand for. And you'll also want to incorporate the things that make you unique. Okay, so what does that mean? Let's start with talking about values, all right? And this might take a little bit of time to figure out, but you'll want to take that time to think about and get very clear on your values. Now, your values are your most deeply held beliefs, and they often will guide you in your decisions in business and in life. So when things feel really good for you in business and life, it's because whatever it is that you're doing is aligned with your values. Equally, when things don't feel good for you, it's often because what you're doing is not aligned with your core values. Okay. And now one thing that I genuinely believe in is that as a small business owner, your brand must be authentic to you of who you are as the leader of the business. It's likely to be, and it probably is, a reflection of your values, right? Now, and some of you already might have a real deep understanding of your values, and perhaps you do call on them regularly, but perhaps you may never have taken the time to do this sort of work, and that is absolutely fine. And if you haven't taken the time in a while to think about your values and what that means for your business and how you're choosing to make decisions in your business, then now might be a good time to take that time and get intentional. So some of the questions that I would recommend that you think about when it comes to your values for your business, okay? Number one is, what do you want to help your clients achieve? What do you promise to deliver to your clients? What is important to you as a teacher? What is an example of a feeling that you always want your clients to feel when they're in your sessions or immediately after their sessions? And what is a feeling that you never want your clients to feel? These questions and questions like them will perhaps help you narrow in on a set of values that will help you to kind of define your brand, how you want people to think about your business, how you want people to feel in your business. And what I know from working with hundreds and hundreds of studios on this exact framework is that every studio's brand values will be different, okay? And perhaps you lean into belonging. Perhaps you lean into being authentic. Perhaps you lean into integrity or grit, right? These are all kind of examples of your core values, okay? Now, once you get clear about the values that your studio, your brand, what you stand for, you'll want to then focus on how you might use those values or what it is that you do in your studio that makes you unique. Now, again, having worked with hundreds of studios over the course of the last 10 years, I have yet to meet two studio owners with two studios that are the same. Even those studio owners that have multiple locations will say that different locations have different feelings. They kind of feel quite different once you're there. Okay. And that's because every kind of location has its own energy. Every studio has its own energy. And that energy is made up of so many different things. And it's really important for you to get clear about what it is that you're doing inside of your studio that is unique. And what I see and hear often is that because you're kind of in it, you don't actually realize how unique and special the space and the offer and the services that you deliver, the way that you talk to your clients, the way that you make them feel, the experience that you've created for them is unique because you're in it so deep, right? But it's helpful perhaps to take a step back and think about what it is that you're doing every day for your clients that makes your experience unique, what you care about, all right? You have something to offer that your clients can only get from you. And it's really important to take the time to pinpoint what that is. And let me tell you real quick, it is not going to be a particular piece of equipment that sets you apart. Okay. It's not going to be that you have a particular time slot on your schedule that sets you apart. And it's not even going to be that you are the cheapest or the most expensive in town. All right. It may be something else entirely, like the energy level that people have when they come into class. Maybe it's the environment and the vibe that you've worked hard to create and think about and cultivate in every single session. Maybe it's your personality and the warmth that your studio has, how you welcome your clients, how you make your clients feel that they belong and they're kind of right at home in your studio. Whatever it is, and I'm doing quotation marks around it is usually an intangible thing that speaks directly to the heart of your ideal client, that is the people that you most want to work with, it speaks directly to the heart of your ideal client's wants and needs. And letting your clients see more of who you are can really help them understand you and how you can meet those wants and needs. So now we get to the fun part. We've got your values and we've got what it is that you do that is unique. So how will you put this together to actually talk about it? All right, well, it's a little bit like putting together a puzzle. You're going to take your values, right? And you're going to take that differentiating factor and you're going to put them together to show how you benefit that ideal client, how you're going to benefit those people you most want to work with in your studio. Okay. And you're going to do it in a way that from a place that is totally real for you, totally authentic, and probably quite personal. Okay. So what does that mean? I know that you are always kind of wanting to hear examples. It's always helpful to hear what other people have done to sort of help you guide you. So let me give you a quick example. Let's say your two values for your studio you really lean into are authenticity and grit. All right. And perhaps what you spend a lot of time focused on in the experience you give your clients is this a radiant warmth that they feel when they are in your classes, whether that's online or in your classes inside of your studio. And perhaps the benefit that your clients get that you see that you know they have is a sense of inner confidence in themselves and obviously perhaps strength that they could develop from the movement that you give them. Okay. So you might craft a brand message that combines those things, which might sound something like this. Clients at XYZ Pilates studio say, leave our studio feeling strong and with inner confidence because we know they can do anything that they put their minds to. We give our clients the perfect combination of tough love that they need to break through their boundaries, served with a smile and a ton of friendly encouragement, right? A lot of descriptive words in there, right? And a lot of descriptive words that describe the outcome and the feelings that your clients receive for this studio. Now, quick caveat, this particular example might not have resonated with you at all. And that is totally fine because this might not be what you do in your studio. But for this particular studio owner and their particular clients, this really hit the nail on the head. Now, don't get me wrong. What we don't want to do is create a very generic script that you deliver word for word every time you talk about your business. But the point is to get an idea of the core message that you want to convey, the values, the differentiators, how your clients feel when they're in your studio and how they feel afterwards, the benefits, and to let people know, share this with the world in as many ways and as many places as possible. Okay. So once you kind of have some of that wording down, once you kind of have some of that messaging, there's a lot of different places you can use it. We don't want to keep it to ourselves, right? So here's a few examples of places that you can share your brand messaging that will help people to understand who you are and what you can do for them. All right. So number one, you want to say this often. You want to share this with your team for sure. You want to share it with your clients, perhaps when you welcome them into the studio. Perhaps it's in the experience and the way that you welcome your clients, the words that you use. Perhaps you talk about it during your class or at the end of class. Perhaps you use it when you meet a client for the first time and you're introducing them to the studio. Okay. These are all opportunities to share your brand message and your values. You will also want to share this in emails that you send to your clients. So from time to time, you're going to send different types of emails to your clients. Some of them will be promotional. Some of them will be educational. Some of them might be really talking about your brand. And some of these emails are a perfect place to share a little bit more about what you care about in your studio. Now, when you're talking to new clients, those new client emails are the perfect place to introduce your brand. Another place is when you're doing some outreach locally in your community, you might want to share what you care about, not just what you do in your studio, but what you care about when it comes to how you help your clients. Okay. So when you're reaching out to local business owners about partnership opportunities or trying to build perhaps a network in your local community, it's a great time to share your brand values. All right. If you've got a fun tagline that incorporates some of this, you definitely can be using that perhaps on some of your own merchandise that you might be wanting to put together or sell in your studio. Okay, so t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, all of these great things that I know many of you like to give or to sell to your clients. All right. So as you can see, there is so many different places that you can use this messaging that will help to set you apart from others, right? And get your business the attention that it deserves. What I want to encourage you to do is to share your brand message consistently, clearly, and concisely as often as possible, as often as it makes sense for you. So there you have it. Creating your brand message really requires you to get clear on two things. Number one, your values, what you care about. And number two, the unique factors, the differentiating factors that set you apart from others. Okay. Once you have those ironed out, you can craft a compelling message that can be shared in so many different places, in so many different ways, that really helps you to create a deeper connection with your clients, your current clients, and your prospect clients, your potential clients. Now, I know that sometimes this work is challenging and tricky. And I know that figuring out what perhaps might make you different and perhaps figuring out your brand values is not something that you just can do at the drop of a hat. And I know that because I have worked on this with a lot of studios over the years. And I, a couple of years ago, decided to put this work into a program called my Marketing Intensive. You may have heard of it. It's an 8-week marketing training program. And so if you're looking for a little bit of more clarity, more guidance, and more support as you navigate this really, really important part of marketing your studio business, then I really encourage you to check out my Marketing Intensive program. And you can find the link in the show notes. I will be hosting an enrollment very, very soon. But for right now, you can grab a spot on the waitlist and be the first to know about when that enrollment is opening. I do only allow a very limited number of people to come into that program at any one point in time, because I do help every single person in that program to hone in on their brand values. We work very closely together to figure out exactly what you should be saying about your business and help to really pinpoint what it is that makes you unique and special. Okay. So go check out my Marketing Intensive. I hope this was helpful to you, to help you think about perhaps places that you can share your brand message, to help you figure out perhaps a little bit more about what might help you to stand out when it comes to your brand messaging, to help you separate yourself from others and get your business the attention it deserves. Okay. So if you've got questions, please get in touch. I'll be back next week with more business building tips. But if you're loving what you're hearing, I would be really, really, really appreciative if you could take a quick minute and go to wherever you're listening to this and rate and review this podcast. It will mean a ton to me, and it will help to get the podcast out into the community so that more teachers and more studio owners and more business owners just like you can feel encouraged and supported on their journey in our industry. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you soon. Did you love this episode and want more? Head to spring3.com and check out my free resources that will help you run a profitable and fulfilling studio business. And before you go, one last reminder: there is no one way to do what you do, only your way. So whatever it is that you want to do, create, or offer, you've got this. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.